Good morning and welcome to all. Let me start by reminding you of our phone number that you can text and offer your requests and praises. That would be 540-495-0501. 540-495-0501. We have another unusual morning as we are anticipating rain at any moment, but yet right now we can still be outside and we are thankful for that. Our theme for the month is celebrate. In the midst of this tumultuous time, we have so much to be thankful for. God is indeed in control and at work in our world. We gather as the church, whether it is in this building or in a car or in our homes, to worship Him and to seek His guidance as we ask Him to build His kingdom here.
One, two, three.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are your church. We need your power in us. We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and pride. To see the captive hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace. We lay down our lives for heaven's cause. We are your church.
Set your church on fire when this name
We are so thrilled to have Taylor Rhodes back with us on guitar today. You know, we're so grateful for all of our musicians for sharing their time and talent. I think we take that for granted very often, and that's no easy thing for them, and we so appreciate that. We also want to be reminded that this month is Pastor Appreciation Month. Today is specifically Pastor Appreciation Day, a time to remember and be thankful for our pastors, for their dedication and their service. Pastor Susan, she's back in there. We love you and appreciate you. And to our church family, don't forget to express this appreciation to Pastor Susan, especially during these challenging days for all churches. Our theme today, yeah, let's hear those horns honking. Good idea. Good. Our theme for today is about our service to others. You know, Jesus says that when we serve others, when we love others, it's the same as serving and loving Him. Jesus is our Lord, our Savior, our friend, our Redeemer, and our King. Just uttering His name brings joy, comfort, and the power of the Holy Spirit to be with us in whatever life may bring. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we gather in the rain in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Fill this time of worship and our hearts with your presence. Open our eyes to the needs of others around us. May we be your hands and feet in this hurting and confused world. We praise you for the gift of Jesus. His name is indeed beautiful, wonderful, and powerful. It is in his name that we pray today. Amen. What a beautiful name.
Revealed in me.
thank you so much. To get all my papers organized here. Well, when I heard about the theme this week, about serving others is like serving Jesus, I really wanted to share something with the kids that I do at school. And I suspect many of you have heard this story at school as well. This is a book I'm holding up in front of me. It is a book called Have You Filled a Bucket Today by Carol McLeod. It's a book that actually came out about probably 12 years ago, and it just set fire across the country in schools. And this is the bucket that I had a kind art teacher at school create for me, if you can see that. And Pastor Susan, is she back here? Do you mind Danny? Danny's going to just walk out with the bucket so that the kids in the cars can see it a little better. And this is the idea. Everyone has a bucket, and this is for kids of all ages. So all kids out there, listen up. For kids of all ages, we all have a bucket. Now, of course, it's not a real bucket, but it is a place inside each of us, our hearts, where we have feelings and emotions. You have a bucket. I have a bucket. Danny has a bucket. Pastor Susan has a bucket. David has a bucket. Everyone has a bucket. The wonderful thing is that we can be bucket fillers, meaning that we can say and do kind things that will fill other people's buckets. You know, simple things like smiling at someone, giving a compliment, sharing, asking them to play, helping with a little brother or sister, being a good friend, doing an extra chore for mom and dad. Those are all ways of being a bucket filler. But guess who was the best bucket filler of all? I bet you know. Who was the best bucket filler of all? Yes, it was Jesus. Jesus taught us to love one another no matter what. He loved everyone, and he said and did kind things to everyone. And he also said that when we do kind things for others, we're not only loving them, but we're loving him. Isn't that wonderful? And that's the thing about bucket filling. It not only makes the person you're being kind to feel good, but it makes you feel good too. It fills their bucket and it fills yours too. Wow, that makes everybody feel happier. Now, we can be bucket dippers too, but that's a story for another day. But today, we're going to remember to be a bucket filler. How about sitting down with your family today and think of something you could do as a family, as a couple, or on your own to be a bucket filler, that you could show kindness to someone else that might not expect it. It'll put a smile on your face, the face of the person you're being kind to, and I'm pretty sure it'll make Jesus smile too. Let us pray. Jesus, you were the best bucket filler ever. Help us to be like you, to love others, to be kind, and to fill buckets everywhere and all the time. Open our eyes to the empty bucket that someone might have. We love you. We want to serve with you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thanks, everybody out there in the parking lot. You've already filled my bucket up to overflowing this morning. The scripture lesson is Matthew 25:31-40. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those at his right, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.
Good to see all of you, despite the rain. Let us take a moment to pray. Lord, we've heard your scripture read this morning, and as we consider what it is you're saying to us this morning, help us to see Christ in those around us. Help us to see Christ in those who serve, and help us to see Christ in those who are served. Lord, help us to be bucket fillers. Amen. Well, this is and thank you for the appreciation, the horn honks, and all the other things. I saw there's a peace lily was sitting outside my office door, and I will try my best not to kill it. Don't tell it what happened to the last peace lily. Hopefully this time it'll go better. So I saw this on Facebook, and I just wanted to share it with you since we are coming up on the election. Just in this time of donkeys and elephants, just remember that you belong to the Lamb. That's my only political message for the day. For many years, I had a postcard over my desk that was a painting of Jesus. And you might not have recognized it as Jesus, but if you turned it over on the back, it said it was a painting of Jesus. But it depicted a black teenager in a red hoodie with a cross behind him. And I had that over my desk to remind me that Jesus Christ comes to us in many different forms. There is an artist, lived in South Korea, and during the Korean War, a Christian missionary encouraged him to paint some pictures that showed the life of Jesus, but showed it with a Korean background. And that artist's name is Woonbo Kim Kai Cheng. And he painted about 30 pictures. He said it gave him a sense of calm in the midst of this war that was raging in his country. But if you see those paintings, yes, they have a Korean landscape behind them. The people are wearing traditional Korean clothes at that time. They looked Asian. But if you saw those paintings, you would know that they were the life of Jesus. You would know that this is Jesus. There he is feeding the 500. There he is healing the sick. There he is teaching his disciples. It's not the features of Jesus' face that helps us to recognize him or makes him recognizable, but I would say it is the actions that he carries out. I say this, and yet the gospel tells us that someone as familiar as Jesus can be hard to recognize at times. On Easter morning, Mary Magdalene comes to the tomb where the stone has been rolled away, and seeing that Jesus' body is not in the tomb, she runs and she gets the two of the disciples, and she says, she assumes that grave robbers have stolen the body. So she gets Peter and John and says to them, they have taken my Lord out of his tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. So Peter and John run to the tomb, and they look around, and they see the linen cloths there that Jesus had been wrapped in, but no Jesus. And they return to their homes or wherever it was they were. And Mary stands outside the tomb weeping. And then she turns around, and she sees a man standing there, but she doesn't recognize him. At first, she assumes that he is the gardener. But Jesus breaks through her confusion by calling her name. Mary, he says to her. And in that moment of him saying her name, which he has said many times in his life, she recognizes him. The confusion goes away. It's gone. And she says to him, "Teacher." Mary recognizes how Jesus says her name. And then there are the two followers of Jesus that are recounted in Luke's gospel. After Jesus' death, crucifixion and death, these two people are traveling to Emmaus. And as they walk to Emmaus, a third person recognizes or joins them, but they don't recognize him. It's Jesus, but they are expecting that they saw him crucified. They saw him. He died. They saw him put in the tomb. So they don't recognize him as he walks with them. And as they talk, Jesus opens up the scripture to them and shows how all of this had to happen. And so when it's getting late, they invite Jesus to come in and stay with them and eat with them. They still don't recognize him. But then Jesus gives thanks and breaks the bread. And in the breaking of the bread, they see who he really is. They understand him as he does this thing that he has done so many times before, blessing and breaking the bread. Neither Mary nor those two pilgrims on the way to Emmaus expected to see Jesus. However, they knew him. They knew the resurrected Christ by his actions, how he said a name, how he broke the bread. And while we recognize Jesus by his actions, he recognizes us by our actions. At the end of the age, Christ the King separates the sheep from the goats. Now, I don't have a lot of sheep experience, but we had some neighbors who had some goats. They had three goats. And the nanny goats were okay, but sometimes we would feed the goats while they were on vacation, and you really did not want to turn your back on the billy goats. So the sheep end up on Jesus' right hand, on Christ the King's right hand. The goats end up on the left hand, and Jesus will say to the ones on his right, the sheep, "Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." But the people say to him, "Lord, when did we do this for you? We don't remember ever serving you in these ways. They had not recognized Jesus when they served them. And so Jesus will say to them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." Isn't it odd that the image of Christ can be found in the hungry, the thirsty, the sick, the naked, and the imprisoned? We serve Jesus when we imitate the ministry that Jesus had on earth. It's been harder to serve the community since the pandemic. But I see the work going on through the body of Christ that is Bethany United Methodist Church. I see it in the kits collected for conference and the backpacks that have been filled with supplies. I see it in the outpouring of items for our community place. It was an astonishing pile of things. I see it in the loads of laundry washed and folded for people seeking shelter. I see it every Monday afternoon as bags and boxes of groceries are packed and handed to people in need. I saw it in loads of brush cleared and weeds pulled and roofs repaired over the summer. And it was all done with enthusiasm as it was carried out. I saw the body of Christ at work in the world. And by today's scripture, we know that it is Christ the King being served as well. It's an odd thing, this sort of twin phenomena, that when we serve others, we are the body of Christ, and yet it is Christ we are serving. sometimes hard to recognize, but always there. There's a man named Marty Dorschlag who can remember a face practically forever. He's, I guess you could call him the recognizer. Now, he says that if he spends 30 seconds looking at somebody, he will remember their face for years and years and years. He talks about one particular event that happened to him. He was 1 year at a Michigan versus Ohio State football game, and he was sitting behind a particular man. And 3 years later, he was in the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, and he saw the guy from the football game 3 years earlier. And so he went over and spoke to him, and he said, "Hey, were you at the Michigan versus Ohio State football game 3 years ago?" And the guy says, "Yeah." He said, I was sitting behind you. And the guy was a little weirded out by the whole thing. Did Marty remember the score of the game? No, he didn't. But he recognized the man because he is a super recognizer, someone who is great at remembering faces. At a Las Vegas restaurant, he asked the waiter if he had served customers at a particular restaurant in Columbus, Ohio, many years before. And Marty's wife, Julie, said the guy just froze, like, you know, "Whoa, how did you know that about me? I've never seen you before." But he had. He had seen him at that restaurant many, many years before. And his wife says, yes, the recognizer had struck again. Well, what I find fascinating is that, you know, Marty has this amazing ability to recognize people that he's seen even briefly, as, you know, many as 7 years later. But his wife, Julie, is not a recognizer at all. As a matter of fact, she says she's the opposite. She has a hard time recognizing faces. Once she hugged the caterer at a party because she mistook him for the host of the party. They had the same color hair. So, you know, while some people are highly skilled at recognizing faces, most of us are more like Marty's wife, Julia. More like that than we'd care to admit. We are, for the most part, at least typical recognizers. And when it comes to recognizing unfamiliar faces, we might not do very well. But as Christians, there is one face we should always recognize, and that is the face of Christ. It won't always look exactly the same. Some days it might be the face of a neighbor picking up groceries for someone. Or it might be the face of a child who receives a backpack or a new pair of tennis shoes. It might be the face of a child in the Apple Tree program. But Christ is always in the face of those who swing the hammer, who collect and distribute and chop and cook and carry and serve. I am so thankful for those who see Christ in the world and serve. And I believe they are the very heart and body of the body of Christ in the world. And yes, they are the very heart and soul of Bethany United Methodist Church. Amen. And now, Jordan Dunsmore is going to say a few things about stewardship.
Good morning, Bethany family. We so miss seeing all those smiling faces in our sanctuary and in the halls of our church, and we hope we can get back together very soon. October is Stewardship Month, and I've been asked to share a few words about what that means to me. I looked at many definitions of the word, and after searching through them, I found the following was my favorite. Stewardship refers to the responsibility that we, God's people, have in maintaining and using wisely the gifts that God has bestowed. This definition really got me thinking. God has given each of us a responsibility on this earth. Are we using it to the best of our abilities? When I look at myself and my family, and I tried to find the my responsibility to our church and our community, I had great difficulty trying to find my job. Personally, I find it difficult to think of myself as a steward. I believe that my responsibility at this time in my life is to continue to teach our boys that we can do anything if we lean on God. Reminding them, especially in recent months, that when times are rough and things seem bad, that God is with us. He has a plan and that He will help us through. I'm sure that many can agree 2020 has not been a friend. But it has been reassuring to me that when we do have a bad day or we're feeling low, that our boys can remind us of a blessing that we have been given. If it is all that I can pass on to them, I feel accomplished. Bethany has been my home for about 8 years now, and I have been blessed to meet some incredible leaders throughout my time here. We have people who go out of their way to buy and mail cards to members who are sick or shut in. We have people who take time out of their weeks to come and mow our grass or help with the food pantry for our community. We have amazing leaders who love to share their knowledge with our children, the next generation, and prepare them to become amazing followers of God. We have people who share their amazing musical talents each week with us, and we have a wonderful pastor who guides us and is constantly working for us. Bethany is full of amazing stewards. We are so blessed. This year is not over, but if we continue to lean on each other and wisely use the gifts that God has bestowed upon each of us, I have full faith that He'll lead us through. Thank you.
Jordan, thank you for that awesome, awesome message. Thinking about all these wonderful stewards that we have, let us bless all that has been given. Lord, I thank you for everyone who contributes to the life of this family of God. There are more than I can name, but I thank you for the ways that they contribute through their service, through their prayers, through their study, and through their gifts. Lord, bless all that is given so that we might further your kingdom. Amen. Well, I have a... We are not having Holy Communion, despite what I have here on my little piece of paper. Anyway, we have a few announcements. Want to let you know that you'll see in your happenings that we have... We are going to have the Weirs Cave Community Center on October 25th and the Sunday before Halloween. And while we cannot open it up to the whole community, we are looking for folks to help us plan something for our kids, something that we can do safely and with social distancing. So if you would like to help out, please call Cindy in the office. We would love to have your help. Also, there's a fundraiser to help Susan and Lloyd Meadows. They are selling pork barbecue for $12 a pound. And if you would like to order some, you need to do it by Tuesday. And you can do that by calling Julie Ritchie at 383-9445. Also want to remind you that we are hoping, because of weather like this, that we can be in the sanctuary on November 1st. We are working towards that, so keep that circled on your calendar. And for our prayer requests, I know that we want to, of course, we want to continue to pray for the Meadows. We want to pray for our folks involved with the Apple Tree Project, and for all of our people who are on the front lines, whether that's bagging groceries or serving their community, teaching school, And we want to be in prayer for those who have been struggling with COVID. So let us pray. Loving God, your mercy is amazing. Your grace is beyond our imagining, that you love us so completely and unconditionally. Lord, there are times that we are not bucket fillers. We are not always able to see Christ in all those around us. But forgive us and help us to look again and see your image in those around us. Lord, I pray for all who put on their masks to work or to shop or to learn. Bless them for their care of others. Lord, continue to help us to be good stewards of all that you have entrusted onto us. I ask that you help us to take care of all that we have been given so that we might use it for the greater good. Lord, I pray for those who have been dealing with illness and ask that you pour out healing and strength upon them. We pray for those who have lost loved ones and ask that you give them hope in the power of the resurrection to bring new life. Lord, we ask for a deeper faith, a faith that can bring us through deep water, faith that can bring us through this year, because we stand together and we stand with you. All this I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Okay, we are ready for our last song, and it is another fun one. It is I'll Fly Away on this rainy, cool morning. What a wonderful thought that one day we are going to fly away. You can clap your hands inside your car or at your house.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to the home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Everybody stay dry. Have a blessed day. Be bucket fillers. Amen.